The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Every day for the next 3 weeks, our gospel reading is going to come from the Sermon on the Mount. And I told you a little bit about that on Monday, if you heard me speak on Monday. However, every day for the next 2 weeks, our first reading is going to come from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. So, as we talked about the gospel and the Sermon on the Mount a little bit on Monday, last time I talked to you, I thought I'd just give you a little bit about St. Paul today and his second letter to the Corinthians. Now, St. Paul's hard to understand. The reason why St. Paul's hard to understand is that he doesn't tell stories like the gospel does. Instead, he teaches theology. And second reason Paul's hard to understand is because when you hear these letters of Paul, you don't know the context of the letter, you don't know who it was written to, you don't know why it's being written. When you hear a letter of Paul read at Mass, you're literally reading somebody else's mail. So it really helps. Have a little bit of background. So let me give you a little bit of background to Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Hope you find this helpful, okay? Paul's second letter to the Corinthians is one of the hardest letters in the whole Bible to try to summarize. But one of the most important things that Paul is doing in 2 Corinthians is he's defending himself against people who are trying to undermine the gospel because of him. So Corinth is a little city that's to the south of Athens. If you travel south from Athens, next major city you come to is Corinth. Kind of like if you travel south from D.C., next place you probably come to is Richmond, right? So Paul tried to preach the gospel in Athens, but he flopped. You ever notice there's no letter of St. Paul to the Athenians? It's because when Paul went to the Areopagus in Athens, as it's recorded in the Acts of the Apostles, he tried to tell people of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And everybody laughed him out of town. Athens, right? The city of Aristotle and Plato and Socrates and the great intellectuals. They had no appetite for Paul talking about coming back from the dead. So Paul went to the next city down the road, which was Corinth. Now, Corinth was the last place in the world you'd ever expect the gospel of Jesus Christ to take root. Corinth was a port city. Corinth was a place of bars and prostitutes. Corinth was Key West. Corinth was Bourbon Street. Corinth was Las Vegas, right? But lo and behold, in spite of every obstacle, where does the gospel take root in so many people's hearts? City of Corinth. And Paul becomes well known. He develops something of a reputation. Funny thing about a reputation. Reputation is kind of like a ball. As soon as it starts to roll, people start to kick it around, right? So everybody starts to attack St. Paul in Corinth, and they say, "Paul, you're not one of the original 12 apostles. You're not one of Jesus' original chosen 12. Your mission has no value, and your words have no meaning." And they literally attacked Paul and ran him out of town. So Paul wanted to defend himself, not for his own sake. He wanted to defend himself because of the gospel that he proclaimed. That's why he wrote 2 Corinthians. Now, one of the things they accused Paul of was being a lousy public speaker. Hard to imagine, okay? But they accused Paul of being a lousy public speaker because a lot of his accusers were professional speakers who had some kind of a document that attested to their credentials, kind of like an ancient diploma. And here's where your first reading begins, because Paul invokes the memory of Moses. Do you remember that Moses was also a lousy public speaker? Moses had a speech impediment. Almost nobody knows that. When God called Moses to be a speaker, Moses tried to weasel out of the deal. Moses said to God, "You got the wrong guy because I've got no skill." And God said to Moses, "I've got the right guy because I don't need your skill." So what St. Paul says to the Corinthians is, I might be unskilled, but God still works through me. Interesting, the Greek word for unskilled is idiotes, from which we get our English word idiot. And effectively, what St. Paul says to the Corinthians is, I might be an idiot, but God does more with my idiocy than he does with your diploma. That's one of the most important messages of Corinthians, right? It's God's grace does more than your skill. Your skill matters. It's a gift. God gave it to you for a reason. He can do great things through it. Don't get me wrong. Your effort matters. God depends on us, and he does more with us when we give him our effort than when we don't really try. But God's grace is not hindered in the slightest by your lack of skill, or even by your mistakes. God's grace is not hindered in the slightest. His grace always does more. Now, hasn't this happened to you so many times? You've tried your best to do something. Maybe it's a conversation, maybe it's a project, maybe it's a plan. With all the best intentions, falls flat. Or maybe it even causes harm. Feel like you've done nothing but wrong. You walk away from it thinking, I'm such an idiot. Well, one of the things St. Paul would tell you is, be at peace. God works through idiots every day. And he does a lot of great work through plenty of idiots all day long. He's got quite a track record. I knew a priest once. He had to speak at an event. He had no preparation. He'd been running around all day. He hadn't slept the night before. He was completely exhausted. And he threw up a prayer. He said, God, come and help me. I've got nothing to give him. And he felt Jesus respond to him in his heart, just give them me, and that will be enough. That's what St. Paul did. And that's one of the most important lessons that Paul gives you in 2nd letter to the Corinthians. Look less to your abilities, look less to your plans, look less to your skills, and look more to God's grace that can do much, much more than we can ask for or imagine. God works every day through idiots just like me, so never fear. Just ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. Ephrem, pray for us.